time for the Straight From The Street Sports Report. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. The NBA returns tonight with a full schedule following the All-Star break. John Wall's dunk pushed the East over the West in the dunk contest. I really loved it when Paul George and G-Man and everybody broke out in the John Wall.
That was the Nae Nae.
But,
with the little remix. That's what
John Wall does when he does his thing. Now, what I thought was the dunk was the best because G-Man didn't really give him the pass that well, and he had to kind of crank it to really get his hands on the ball, and it was better. Not to mention, he did it on the first try. McLemore, I thought it was a good dunk, jumping over Shaq and all, but the fact that he needed more than one try to pull it off kind of took away from it. Not to mention, he wasn't amped at all.
His facial expression he ain't really even want to be there.
East used a strong second half to win the All-Star game, 163-155. Despite the 38 points from Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving earned MVP honors with 31 points. He assisted on 14. Melo hit a record of 8 threes, finished with 30 points. Pacers hosting the Hawks tonight. Sixers hosting the Cavs tonight. Wizards hosting the Raptors tonight. Bobcats in Detroit. Heat in Dallas. LeBron James said he missed John Wall's dunk. In fact, said he missed the entire dunk contest. And he said, no, seriously, according to the Bleacher Report, he said if you stayed at the Ritz on Canal Street, you didn't get TNT.
Wow.
At the Ritz?
At the Ritz.
That's one of my favorite places.
Now, that's crazy for two reasons. One, the Ritz wouldn't have TNT. Secondly, why is LeBron not in the building for All-Star Saturday night instead on Canal Street in your room?
Because remember, they got on him for that video that leaked out with him dunking in practice. And they was like, why would you do that right before? You see what I'm saying? They trying to say he was trying to show it up.
Well, you've been in the league 10 years. It's time for you to get in the contest. Let's keep it real. But LeBron James, still king of endorsements in the NBA, leading everybody with 42 million. Kobe second with 34 million. Who you think third?
Blake Griffin.
Nope. D Rose, KD, and D Wade rounds out the top five. Lamar Odom back in the game, signed on with a Spanish team. He will be playing over in Spain. And get this, from what I understand, the 34-year-old will try to play out the rest of the season over there and may try to make a run at the NBA next season. Switching to the NFL, Ray Rice and his fiance, they were arrested on Friday during the day, in Atlantic City. Now, from what I understand, they got into some kind of altercation with each other, and it was caught on video.
Oh, my. Who
won? Striking each other. I don't know, but
that's awful. Nobody wins.
And then, you know what? They were seen out partying and everything, and they had an entourage with them. I don't know what happened, but I don't know what's going on with this either. Get this. Mike Vick and Lil Bow Wow trying to bring back the waves. Yeah, they're promoting a new line of do-rags and wave grease.
Oh, gosh. Wave grease?
Wow.
Grease?
Is that old school?
Some pomade.
USA tied with Russia in the total medal count with 19, but it's Germany number one in gold with 8, Norway second with 6, and USA in a five-way tie for third with 5 medals. I mean, to me, it's all about the gold, baby. It's all about the gold. North Carolina college b-ball with 7 straight wins. What a good job, fellas. I'm Super Ken with the Straight From The Street Sports Report.